podcast is part of Novell's Open Audio Series. You can find more information about Novell Incorporated at novell.com.
In today's Open Audio Series podcast, we're going to speak with Mike Friesenegger, with whom we have a lively discussion. So let's go right to the interview. Hey, Mike, why don't you just give me some of your background? This is Mike Friesenegger from Novell, and he's going to just walk us through how he came to work for the company, and we'll talk about SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z and a number of other things.
Well, so been a long-time Novell employee, when Novell acquired SUSE Linux back in 2004, I started hearing about Linux on System Z, and I was like, wow, cool. I can, you know, take some of the things that I learned way back when I first started in the IT industry, and tie some of my Unix knowledge and put it all together in Linux on System Z. So it was probably, you know, late 2005 when I really started getting into it and started learning and asking a lot of questions. In the last year and a half is when I've really spent an extreme amount of time talking with customers and working on very exciting projects for our customers with Linux on System Z.
That's perfect. Can you talk for a moment about customer pain points and maybe some examples of clients, customers, partners who are really using SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z in ways that make it really attractive for people looking in from the outside?
Sure. Well, when I first started working with it, one of the biggest pain points that customers, and we're talking about executives, have is, you know, how much money they're spending for their IT infrastructure and for their IT software and all the services that the IT provides back to the business. So CIOs are interested in the bottom line. They are spending a lot of money for their IT software and their IT services that support the business. If they can save money, that perks their ears up. One of the biggest costs for a CIO is their software licensing and software maintenance costs. And two big examples of that is Oracle database and the IBM database. The way that they're priced on in the distributed world is they're priced per machine and sometimes even per processors within the machine. So when we're talking about a large shop that has, say, a large Oracle implementation, they probably have an Oracle database server for their production environment, but they also have an Oracle database server for their QA environment, and then they have an Oracle database server for their dev environment for that one application. Now think about it, if they have hundreds of applications, now they've got hundreds of Oracle licenses, and they may even be paying for, you know, Oracle Rack, which is the real application cluster, which is an additional cost for Oracle components. When you start looking at all of these costs and start adding them up, those CIOs are spending, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars per year on Oracle or, you know, IBM DB2, UDB, or WebSphere licensing costs. So one of the first areas that I learned about was, you know, in that area, helping CIOs save money. Now, as we continue to work with IBM, we work very closely on coming up with new workloads and new things that customers could put on top of SUSE Linux on System Z. And one of the newest and most exciting pieces of it is the Mono project, which is .NET on Linux. And Novell has the SUSE Linux Enterprise Mono extension, which allows a customer to run their ASP.NET applications on Linux on System Z. And so I been working with a customer that is in the process of doing a proof of concept, where they've basically run out of the ability to expand their data center. They can't bring any more power into the data center. They've maxed out their cooling capabilities. And one of the biggest pieces of infrastructure that's taking that up are Windows servers running ASP.NET applications. They're looking at ways that maybe they could consolidate some of those. And the SUSE Linux Enterprise for System Z and Mono extension provide an awesome opportunity. They're in the midst of a proof of concept. Things are going extremely well, but time will tell.
Wow. We've jumped ahead a little bit, but that does bring me into my next series of questions in how people use SUSE Linux Enterprise servers for System Z to its fullest capacity. What sort of other add-ons or other products allow customers to use this this product even more? And go with that for a second. Let us know.
Sure. Well, so maybe I should take one step back and make sure that I sing the praises of the platform itself, because the IBM System Z platform is an amazing piece of technology. First of all, when most people think of a mainframe, they think of a machine that takes up a whole room. Well, that's not the case anymore. The mainframes today are very slick. They're very cool looking machines, and they don't take up a lot of space like a large rack in a data center today. With a black box around it. That's what it looks like. But what really makes the mainframe shine is its ability to, it doesn't fail. It has reliability built in to every component, every piece of it. So, we've been told by IBM a 30 to 50 year mean time between failure for mainframe components. If a mainframe component fails, then it automatically reroutes things internally, and the process that was running never stops running. It just keeps on going, but the mainframe phones home to IBM and says, hey, I need help. I need a part fixed. I need a part replaced. The other cool thing is power savings and cooling savings, because we're talking one box. It's taking a lot less power from the data center versus a rack of like 1U servers and all the heat that the rack of 1U servers are generating. So power and cooling comes into play as well. So now getting to your question, sorry, I took a little tangent there, but what SUSE Linux Enterprise server for System Z allows customers to do is it provides them the SUSE Linux operating system. It's the same SUSE Linux. It's our common code base, so it's the same SUSE Linux Enterprise that a customer sees if they run it on an Intel platform. It's the same commands. It works the same way and things like that. So first of all, an executive doesn't have to worry about massive retraining, because if their guys understand Linux, they'll understand Linux on System Z. That I think is important to understand. Now, what Novell provides in addition to SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z is we provide a number of capabilities. I've mentioned the Mono extension. We also have the High Availability extension, which allows customers, it's included with the SLES subscription on System Z, and it allows our customers to set up a high availability environment between two Linux guests. They can actually have resource failover and things like that if for some reason a guest does happen to fail because of maybe a system administrator makes a mistake and causes a guest to go down. We provide the ability for a clustered file system called Oracle Cluster File System, OCFS2. We also provide for logical volume management, so you can expand the file systems and things. And the high availability extension is included in the SUSE Linux Enterprise Server subscription for System Z. So when a System Z customer buys the SLES subscription, they get the high availability capabilities at no additional charge.
Mike, you've been extremely clear in your explanation of the add-ons and the capabilities of SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z. I feel almost bad asking you this, but what sort of hurdles do you run into? What sort of mainframe myths are you faced with when trying to describe the benefits of something that operates on a mainframe to customers or clients or partners, people that aren't familiar with how a mainframe operates? So what are your favorite mainframe myths? Thanks.
The biggest myth that I think I continue to run into is that the mainframe is dead or dying. I think that's totally untrue. The mainframe terminology has a stigma to it, but we're talking about an enterprise class server that has, high mean time between failure, 30 to 50 years, has amazing scalability capabilities and things like that. So I think that is probably one of the biggest myths that we have to get over. Now, if a customer is already a mainframe customer and they understand the benefits of the mainframe architecture and the hardware, then really I think it becomes just building the business case of how they can save money around software maintenance costs and things like that, or opening their eyes to new workloads like the Mono extension that we can do.
If you could talk for a second about how the product is being improved on every day, and maybe touch on partnerships and how important it is to have strong relationships as a product continues to be developed.
Well, so work is constantly happening within the community and specifically within SUSE, within SUSE Labs, around enhancements that we can do for SUSE Linux Enterprise on System Z. Today we have SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 11. That's the latest version of the SUSE Linux Enterprise family. And there's a couple of new features in SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 11 for System Z that take advantage of the new capabilities in the Z10 platform, like the vertical CPU management and the Linux CPU node affinity. It allows to take advantage of the NUMA capabilities that have been added to the Z10 platform. We can dynamically add and remove CPU and memory. Things like that. Some of those things are, things that we've taken from the community. There are other things like the cross-architecture debugging, where we can, as a support organization, we can ask a customer to get a core dump on their System Z Linux, SUSE Linux platform, send that core dump to us, and our engineers don't have to actually be on a System Z box to be able to read and analyze that core dump. So those are some of the cool and exciting things that we're doing inside of SUSE Linux Enterprise Server for System Z. A lot of it we're heavily involved with the community, both IBM and you asked about partnerships. I think probably one of the biggest partnerships we have is our partnership with IBM, because of our labs in Nuremberg, Germany, and a lot of development work being done for the Linux kernel out in Büblingen, Germany. We actually have a very tight relationship, and we're I know that our developers, I've actually been on calls where we have SUSE engineers, SUSE developers talking on the phone with IBM System Z developers and collaborating on how to solve a problem or how to make something work better. I've actually been on the call. I've heard it, so it's actually quite amazing. So I think that right there is a huge partnership, knowing that we Novell and IBM are working so closely together to enhance the platform and enhance the capabilities of SUSE Linux to take advantage of the new capabilities within the platform. And then for other partnerships, you know, I'm a pre-sales engineer, so I'm out talking to a lot of customers. And so I'm talking with the IBM new workload team here in the United States. I'm talking with a number of our partners, like Mainline, Sirius, and MSI. They're also out there beating the drum and saying, hey, they're talking to their customers and talking about the benefits of SUSE Linux on Systems D. So, you know, it's this community that is growing up around this and it's a community from the technical side, but it's also a community from the sales side, all driving to make Linux on System Z something that's going to continue to grow into the future.
Thank you for listening. This has been another Open Audio Series podcast from Novell. My name is Jeff Cutler.